Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yes, you are back live too for the 2019 spring season. Yeah, it's opening day for baseball Thursday. Opening day, we're back alive here.
So, a little spring training baseball when I was in Arizona.
Who did you play?
It was the Cardinals and the Cubs.
Okay,
although I believe it was a Cubs split squad.
Yeah, they so
and
any starters.
It was at the Kansas City facility, but there were more Cub fans than Royal fans. But Ryan recognized some of the names, and the Cub geek in front of me recognized a bunch of names.
That's redundant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cub geek.
And our old friend Mike Jersley, who was once a
Triple
A and manager for the Omaha Royals at the time.
Yeah.
Triple A team.
Did you see him?
I hollered at him, and I went over the dugout and shook his hand.
Oh, cool, man.
He remembered us.
Well, of course.
He's great.
He was here for 10 years.
Yes.
For a long time or something like that. Mr. Craig Evans in the house. Craig is actually the voice of the Omaha Storm Chasers versus the Kansas City Royals tonight, right? In town?
The PA guy, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
The Brockmire tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Just go with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
And I believe Brockmire comes back this week as well.
It does, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I got to make sure the DVR, I'll catch that one.
Yep.
Do you find Brockmire influencing you, though, if you watch it a little too much?
No.
Although,
well, see, I don't know, because I, you know, sometimes I forget it's on and I miss it. And
do you now have a pair of fake binoculars full of whiskey in the booth with you all the time?
Yes, you do.
And a fake stapler full of whiskey?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that guy's got a problem.
Great show.
42 players had Dick Dale at the age of 81, his death.
Dead Dick Dale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he die last week?
One of them.
Yeah.
I missed it. I was completely out of touch.
I did hear he died. I thought it was the week before, though. But
a little flood news. I kept up on a little flood news, but that was about it.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Dead Dick Dale news? I didn't know.
Some of the players that had Dick Dale.
Dead Dick Dale.
Include, but are not limited to, it's not gay in a three-way.
That stuck to the tape.
James Doohan's finger. Julia Roberts aging. I don't know.
You can't say it?
I'm not sure. I think I have before. I think I did last
really?
Time.
Okay.
And
aging what?
Better.
You're leaving me hanging.
Yeah. Holds.
Got him.
Let's see. Our favorite monkey.
Macaque.
And the Fuzz Tones.
Another good band name. They're opening up for Captain CPAP and the SOTOS this weekend. It's a double bill. Like they're on tour all summer doing sheds.
That'll be exciting.
They're doing sheds.
Mr. Pfister gets a hit, as does Necro Curious.
Which is who I don't want to meet. Oh, by the way, I met somebody. I met a guy that listens to the show, and he goes, hey, my coworker is, who's the G-spot name?
Grandma's?
No, not no. Grandma. There's a couple G-spots. And
okay.
It was a good one. And it's a woman. She said, my coworker is so-and-so's G-spot. I said, oh, Tyler, said I.
Damn it. Oprah?
No.
I had Dick Dale, apparently.
Did you really?
Yeah.
All right.
Good for me.
Yeah.
Nice pick.
Old Man Trump's toadstool gets a hit. As does Placenta Chili Cook-Off and Porn Actress Parent.
All right. Is that a real person?
So now people are coming up to you and saying, I know
right.
this Deadpool player.
Well, this guy listened to the show, and he said, hey, my coworker is somebody's G-spot.
They must be proud.
I remembered it.
Yeah. Apparently on the interwebs, it's a big ordeal. Some guy came out and said that he and his wife do not have set sides of the bed.
Well, I really? Do. We do.
Yeah.
And yeah, and even in hotel rooms, I have to take to one side.
Yeah.
And the interwebs has gone and has fired up.
Rightfully so. That, I mean, if that's just, you live in chaos if that's your
world. Yeah, that is chaos. How do you do it? You just go in and pick a different side that night?
Just willy-nilly?
Yes, just willy-nilly.
Jumps into bed first?
That is cats. That's cats and dogs living together. That's crazy.
Mass hysteria.
Yeah. First one in chooses.
But will you choose the same one?
Yeah.
Are you the first one in?
I am all the time.
Then you get to choose.
I choose the same side because it's closer to the pisser and all my stuff's on that side.
Yeah, my stuff's on that nightstand. That's really the defining factor.
They say that they move pillows and books
in the morning.
Each time they change sides of the bed.
Hmm.
Well, then sometimes they'll go weeks or months and not change sides of the bed, but then if the first one in decides to sleep on the other side, well, no one really cares. They as a couple, don't care.
Well, once again, from a guy that almost pissed into a heating system at a hotel, you got to be careful when you wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Confusing yourself.
Because I woke up on the wrong side, and I thought I was still in my house, and apparently the bathroom was not to the right. The heating system was. And I ripped
but
off
who
the,
knows when
right,
you're
so
sleeping.
If, but if you're sleeping around...
That needs to be established early on. And I think it just happens.
I think it's just a natural thing,
yeah,
right?
It just happens because...
Yeah. It's rushing me, it just happened. Right.
As long as I've known Christy, it's always been, if you're looking at the foot of the bed, I'm on the right side of the bed.
We're looking at the foot.
If you're standing at the foot of the bed, looking at the
I'm on the right side also.
Yeah, I'm right side.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we couldn't sleep together.
Well, again, it doesn't stop us.
Right. We'd be scrambling for the same side.
And nobody's really sleeping.
Right. We'd be sleeping on top of each other again.
All right.
But he might just choose the other side of the bed. He might have chosen the other side of the bed early in the relationship. And, you know, you're both comfortable with the sides of the bed you ended up with.
Yeah.
But these people, just willy-nilly.
No.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I get why the internet's going crazy.
I think you have to have, I think most people have a system.
Right.
I think most people have established sides of the bed, regardless of how long the relationship's been. Yeah, you figure that out early on.
That's crazy.
And like you said, it just kind of happens.
Right. The stranded Norway cruise ship is back in port after losing power in the Norwegian Sea. The Viking Sky was carrying more than 1,300 passengers and crew members when it started having engine trouble and a Mayday call was issued.
It's crazy, man. The video that they show some people videotaping the inside, video on their phones on the inside, and stuff falling from the ceilings. And we were talking about rescue helicopters had to take them one by one to get them off the plane.
479 passengers evacuated by helicopters.
You would think they would have the furniture bolted down.
You would think that, too.
But they don't.
I think I said move it around.
It was sliding all over the place.
Yeah. You have to move it around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't nail down tables and chairs.
Right.
People got to use them.
You got to move them around, right?
I suppose.
But some of the ceiling was falling down, the one I saw, the video.
Glass.
Yeah.
Some of the wind gusts were at 40 miles an hour or more, waves more than 26 feet. A dozen people were hospitalized with injuries.
Were all the engines on that thing dead?
No.
Or most of them?
All but one, and then they got them fixed.
I won't have a say in it anyway.
Or
because
three out of four, if I remember correctly.
My wife doesn't want to ever do a cruise, and so I'm fine with that. I've granted thousands of cruises happen every day, and nobody cares. Nobody's happening. Everybody's fine. No norovirus. Nobody.
Right.
But I don't want to.
It only takes one bad experience.
Yeah.
You know?
It does, right.
Yeah, if I never
just
go on a cruise.
Take me to the island on the plane. I'll stay on the island and come back.
I think I'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. We got Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Hey, Mark. Hey, guys. My wife and I, we can't switch sides of the bed because there's a hole in the memory foam from my belly on my side of the bed.
Memory foam belly.
What about when you go?
That's a great name. Did you hang up on him?
Oh, yeah. No, he hung up on himself. Okay. But I'm curious about the hotel. You know, they could switch sides in the hotel because he hasn't wrecked the memory foam.
Well, we don't.
There
I always
yet.
Have to have the same side in the hotel either. And I get excited when I walk into a hotel and find out the TV is kind of over towards my side. Because, you know, sometimes they're different, the way hotels are shaped.
They're a little off-centered.
I get my side of the bed has a TV.
has a better view of the TV.
Although I always pass out before she does anyway.
Now, if we happen to end up in a hotel room where there's two beds,
yes,
I will sleep to the inside because that's where the alarm clock is at.
Oh.
Because I like
She won't let me do that. I still have to sleep on my side.
That's
anarchy, man.
I like to have the alarm clock.
All right.
She doesn't care. I like to be able to look and see what time it is when I wake up.
Oh, so you do change.
Only that, and that's very rare.
All right.
That's very rare.
Oh, see, if that happens, we then move the alarm clock.
No, there's only sometimes
there's not a nightstand
on the other side, right?
Yeah.
It never is. Yeah.
I did try one of them My Pillows.
Screw that guy.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Chick-fil-A, too, by the way.
The only reason it was homophobes. Okay is because it was better than the two concrete blocks that Dad had in the guest room previous.
Well, your dad got sucked into that guy selling the commercials?
I think my sister bought it for him, which figures.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Was it life-changing? Because he's a piece of crap.
But, you know, I'm going to be speaking at CPAC, and I'm going to wear a cross on my sleeve.
Neck, too, by the way.
And
get
a good night's sleep.
Speaking of sleeves, I walk in the bathroom and.
No, it was okay.
Todd is not cut. No, that's not it. he had his shirt off. It was weird.
Only partway off.
Was this your bathroom at home?
No. Because my shirt looked weird. I just found this shirt the other day.
Yeah. I like the shirt.
And
there's a bunch of writing on the back shoulder.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if I had it on right.
Right.
So I'm checking to see where the tag is.
But when I walk in, it's like the shirt's pulled over his head at the mirror.
Yeah.
And I said, hey.
Yeah. Was he taking a selfie?
Hey.
This ain't no hockey fight.
Perfect he did once time. I got in there. It was crazy. I said, you poop on another shirt?
Oh, no. Because
it's happened to me twice in my life. In Wichita, you know, 100 years ago, we were down there. I walk in the bathroom, Todd's shirt's off. At the bathroom, at a public bathroom.
Oh, right.
And then today. So I think it only happens when he poops his shirt.
Well, as far as you know.
I don't recall you walking in on me.
I did. You had your shirt off down there, too.
I came in.
Your shirt was off.
Oh, okay. I thought it came
out. I came back in and told our buddy, the late Whiskey Tom, I said, Todd's shirt's off in there.
You were focused on cleaning the baseball jersey in the sink.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Believe me, I walked in when you had your shirt off there.
But I thought I came out and made the announcement to both you and Tom.
No, I knew.
Hey, here's
what happened. I asked you why when you came out.
And I explained to you.
Yeah. You're like, I'm the only one who walked in there. Who did not? Some random TV guy's in there. Todd's shirt's off. These guys are weird.
Could they
there.
Think less of us?
No, you're right.
I mean, really.
That'd have been par for the course.
You know.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, they do kind of pity us.
Mark writes, ever since I was a young man, my father told me that my grandfather told him a man always sleeps closest to the door to protect his wife just in case something would happen.
Well, in my bedroom, I am closest to the door, but that's not the reason.
In mine, I'm not.
Yeah. And in my instance, it's Christy's protecting me.
That's good.
Yeah.
In my case, the dog is protecting me.
Well, yeah, so generally, there's a dog in between the door and the humans in that room.
Yeah, the dog will take the hit. According to the new American Kennel Club data, Labrador Retrievers, the most popular breed in America for the 28th year in a row.
People love their labs.
Apparently.
Which side of the bed are your dogs on, Todd?
Whatever side they want to be.
They pick.
They go, there's only two that come on the bed.
Still, they're not small dogs.
No, they're not.
That's still 200 pounds of dog on your bed.
Yeah, the one's only shitty right now.
Okay.
But she'll grow.
Give it time.
And then a lot of them.
You ever rub the wrong thing, think it's your wife?
If you mistake the wife, I can generally tell.
No, you just reach over and grab something and you're out of it. Oh. There's six nipples there.
No.
The long hair should be a giveaway.
I understand that. I'm saying you're completely drunk and out of it.
I could tell the difference between dog fur and human skin.
Generally, though, you didn't leave an opening.
Should be a dead giveaway.
Yeah, yeah. Dead giveaway.
Yeah, don't shave the dog.
Again.
Bulldog at number 5, French Bulldog at number 4, Golden Retriever at 3, German Shepherd at 2, Labrador Retriever at number 1.
All right.
For your dog breeds.
German Shepherd is 2, huh?
Yeah, according to AKC, the American Kennel Club.
Where does got it at the Humane Society, yeah, and nobody really knows what the hell it is, fall on that list?
It does not. The AKC does not keep track.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they're all
that crap.
Hoity-toity with your purebred dogs.
Yeah. They say that the total number of pet dogs nationwide is somewhere between 70 and 90 million. New study says that white people...
White people.
...create more air pollution than black and Hispanic people, but they breathe in less.
Well, not per capita, you mean, because there's more white people.
Yeah. Researchers from the University of Minnesota found that Caucasians spend more money on goods that are made in factories that produce pollution but are exposed to 17% less than they generate. Black Americans experience over 50% more pollution than they generate. Hispanics exposed to 60% more pollution than they generate. This study was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
All right, the morons.
Yes, yeah. Those morons. Dubai's government says that R. Kelly hasn't really booked concerts over there in Dubai, despite what R. Kelly's lawyer says.
He wants to go over there because he's broke, and he's asking a guy out of jail to do some gigs.
He's asking for a judge to grant him permission to travel to Dubai for concerts and to meet with the royal family. The royal family, an authorized in Dubai, says... No, we haven't gotten any requests for a performance by R. Kelly. There's no venues that have been booked. He has not been invited by the royal family.
Did you see the stupid stuff that Barbara Streisand said about Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Sorta.
Man. Yeah. She said that...
She did come out and apologize. Well,
but saying it out loud was just the worst thing ever, though.
Yeah, she said she didn't mean to dismiss the trauma that the guys in that documentary said that they experienced. She originally
Finding Michael Jackson's penis. That's,
yeah,
that's what it's called.
She originally said that she believed them, but then she said it didn't kill him.
And she also said that they
went on to get married and have kids of their own, said.
And Michael had sexual needs.
Yeah, that's the worst thing that I didn't realize.
I saw that.
What?
She was a crazy lady there. That didn't make much sense.
Yeah. She came out and apologized, but I don't.
Was she
really
aware?
No.
Of his sexual needs?
Don't know. Well, she is now. That's what she's commenting on. Yeah, no.
But how could you not be? I suppose. People hide that crap all the time.
Yeah. We're aware of each other's sexual needs for other reasons.
All right. Or whims.
Yeah. Experiments, whatever.
Whatever. Dr. Dre is happy that his daughter got into the University of Southern California.
On her own.
He's bragging.
On her own.
On her own.
Okay, I believe that, but I also believe they knew that Dr. Dre's daughter was applying, and they think that'd be cool to have Dr. Dre's daughter here. I think that happens a lot.
Hasn't he built something there or something like that?
Okay. Yeah, a few years ago, he and Jimmy, how do you say his last
name? Iveen, that's right.
Iveen.
And you're allowed to do that and get in. That's still legal.
They gave him several.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the USC music area.
Well, like a $70 million building or whatever. Yeah, $70 million donation to the school a few years ago.
Well, then you let that. That is still legal in this country.
Yeah.
So why is he bragging about it? Because he obviously did. Well, he did the
She may have gotten in on her own.
No, he did it the way you're allowed to do
it. She may have gotten. No. This was in 2013.
Yeah, but he still put something up on Instagram, and then people said, point of order.
Yes.
And he went, I'll take that down.
He forgot. Is that how real it was?
I'll take that down now.
Yeah, he did take it down.
You're never going to convince me, because you know, there's some famous actresses that were famous when they were younger, and then really famous actresses, and went on to get degrees at Ivy League schools. And I'm not saying they didn't get through, because a lot of them did. Natalie Portman, I think, is a Yale chick. There's a couple of those. So you can't tell me, when they applied in general with everybody else, they didn't know that. Am I getting that right, Natalie Portman? There's a couple that went through Yale. Jodie Foster's a perfect example.
Yale. I mean, anybody gets in there.
No, actually, for the sake of argument, no, they don't. And So but we you, just you like cannot, to say they you do. Cannot tell me that if they Jodie Foster or some other girl in the middle of Kansas had great grades and is really smart, who's getting in? Of course, Jodie Foster.
Natalie Portman went to Harvard.
Harvard, okay.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster did go to Yale.
Yeah, she went to
so
Yale.
So she's a moron.
Yeah. But yeah, you can't tell me admissions didn't look at that and say, yes. Hey, we got
and once again, I'm not saying, because all those girls that got in, all those famous actresses or actors that got in, well, mainly actresses, they were smart enough to get in and finish their coursework and got degrees. Good for them. But I'm still thinking they got in because, yeah, it's cool to have a famous person in our school, right?
Yeah, this says David Duchovny went to Yale.
Yeah, but he wasn't famous then. He got famous afterwards. I'm talking about these child actresses that got famous before they got applied for college. That happened to Jodie Foster, Natalie Portman.
You going to get your Powerball ticket? Nobody won Saturday night's drawing. Now estimated $750 million.
Let me know when it hits a billion.
Is that Wednesday?
It's the... it's the fourth largest jackpot in Powerball history. It's not good enough for Todd.
No, it's got to be a billion. And I think it's reached a billion before, hasn't it?
Twice, I think.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah.
Wednesday is your next chance of being a millionaire.
I would say that I bought some last week, but I don't want to be lotto shamed by Todd. Last time I said that, I got lotto shamed.
I will buy one if I'm in the store.
What, for not waiting till it's a billion?
No, yeah, for just buying it, yeah, for really? Playing. All right. Because you're not going to win.
No, I buy one. I buy one. I'm in the store. But you know,
I might.
I must have been crabby that day. You just go ahead.
Throw away your money.
Buy all the damn lottery tickets you want.
You spend $4.
Yeah, you're right. I wiped my butt with $4, basically.
I waste $4.
Not literally, but you know.
In way worse ways.
Right.
Out of Moscow, a naked man attempted to board a plane at Moscow's airport. He was shouting that clothes make him less aerodynamic.
That guy should not have two vodkas on the plane, like we mentioned earlier.
He has a true scientific argument.
Except he's not flying himself. He's not flying himself.
A fellow passenger was quoted as saying that the gentleman said that he flies with more agility when undressed.
Oh, yeah.
I like the bit. I like the bit. I like the bit.
Eyewitnesses said the man did not seem drunk.
Weird to Todd, you know.
Oh, you're right, because, you know, the fuselage would deflect all
yes,
that.
Yes, it would.
You're right.
Now, if you're flying open air...
Believe me,
right.
If we needed all the people on planes to be aerodynamic, nothing would get off the air.
But if you're flying like in a shop with Camel,
yeah,
you know, like we should be,
right.
Planes are too complicated.
But even
now.
Then, Todd, you're not aerodynamic. You're still, most of your body's in there.
Yeah.
You have to shave your head.
The only thing you need to be totally naked to fly is Snoopy's house.
Right. Good
Because he's
point.
Completely exposed.
Good point,
yeah,
Bush.
Excellent point.
Yeah. That is excellent. Yep.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.